Welcome to The V Word, using the airwaves to educate and advocate to end sexual and domestic violence. Today, we return with Sarmista, continuing her story of survival.
Books saved my life. I used to read books a lot. That was probably my haven, one of my havens, one of my safe places that I would go to. Just read books and lose myself in stories. I came across this book at a book fair. It was about psychology. And I started reading the book. And I realized what I was having was depression. I was 10 years old at that age. I would never realize that something was happening to me, which is why I was reacting that way. And I made up my mind that I will not give up. And that even if I feel like my whole life is not worth living, I will make it worth living. I kind of completely changed after that. I trained myself so that I could physically defend myself. And I changed myself mentally. And I think that made me a stronger person. But I never resolved my trauma because I didn't know what I could do for myself. I always had this fear and feeling of being a damaged person. I often would walk past therapist's office when I was doing my PhD. And I would always look at the therapist's office and I would never have the courage to cross that gate and talk about what happened to me. I know that even my brain does that, it blocks memories of what had happened to me. So I finished my PhD, I came here, and I got into a relationship. And in the beginning, everything was great, maybe even too much great, because apparently this person in the beginning thought I was this wonderful person who could do no wrong. And I slowly trusted that person. That person helped me in music, and that person encouraged me creatively. I have been grateful for that. But there were things that I went through that I wish had not happened. I was gaslighted and projected upon a lot. There were things that were withheld from me for a long time, multiple times. And I tried to think nobody's perfect. I'm not perfect. And that is why I kept on moving on the relationship. But there came a point where I could not take it anymore. It was when I started speaking out about, I felt like things that were being done to me were not right. And then I saw a side of the person that I'd never seen before. And it scared me like anything. I would tell that to that person. I don't know how seriously that person took what I said.
This ends part two of Sarmista's story. Please tune in Friday at 10 o'clock as Sarmista continues her incredible story of healing and recovery. You've been listening to The V Word, a weekly radio broadcast providing information and discussing issues related to sexual and domestic violence. V Word is produced by Carol Olson in the studios of WRIRLP 97.3 FM. To hear the past shows, go to thevword.us. To support independent radio, learn, volunteer, or donate, go to WRIR.org.